This is the NOAA Ocean Podcast. I'm Troy Kitch. Here's something most people don't know. It kind of blew my mind when I learned about it. The nation's very first science agency was the Survey of the Coast, the predecessor of NOAA's Office of Coast Survey, which is now part of NOAA's National Ocean Service. And it goes way, way back to February 1807, when President Thomas Jefferson signed an act to provide for surveying the coasts of the United States. That's where our nation's nautical charts began. And for hundreds of years, these charts were printed on paper. But it's the digital age and change is afoot. Our guest today is here to talk about the transition from paper to electronic nautical charts. And for those out there who still want paper charts, how you can go to the Coast Survey website and select and export just the areas of an electronic nautical chart that you need. It's called NOAA Custom Chart. We're joined by NOAA Corps Captain E.J. Van Denemiel. EJ is the chief of the Marine Chart Division in the Office of Coast Survey. EJ, thanks for joining us. So let's start out with this. What exactly is a nautical chart? What's it for?
So a nautical chart, at its essence, is essentially a roadmap of the sea. It's a map of the ocean that shows you all of the information you need for a vessel, a boat, or a ship to navigate safely. So it shows things like how deep the water is, where land and the coastline is, where dangers to navigation are, such as shoal water, or things like obstructions or wrecks or something that might harm a vessel. It shows you where safe water is, and it shows what we call aids to navigation, things like buoys and lighthouses and lights. So it's all the information contained in a map of the ocean that enables you to navigate safely.
And the nautical charts NOAA creates cover all of the nation's coastal waterways?
All of our charts cover 3.2 million square nautical miles. All of the waters that are claimed by the United States, that are essentially owned by the United States. So that's most waters that go out 200 miles from the U.S. shoreline, including the Great Lakes, including some of the Mississippi River and Alaska, Hawaii, and the Pacific Islands. So yes, nautical charts that we produce in NOAA cover all U.S. waters.
So I guess the transition from print charts to digital charts shouldn't be that surprising in the 21st century, but it is a really big change.
Over time, for hundreds of years, people navigated in the ocean using paper nautical charts. The earliest known paper nautical charts go back to the 11th century. I think about growing up, the daily routine that my parents would get their news from reading the newspaper. And you know, after they got home from work and before we had dinner, they liked to sit on the couch and read the news in a full, large format newspaper. But over time, and by the time I grew up, they read all of their news on the computer and got it all online. So it's very much similar to the transition to electronics. We're presenting the same information, but instead of doing it on a large piece of paper, we're doing it on a computer screen.
With electronic maps, as most of us know from map programs on our phones, a big benefit is that it's kept more up to date because, well, things change a lot, right? So how many changes are you routinely making to electronic nautical charts to keep them up to date?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question. We get actually 10,000 pieces on average of new information that has to go on charts every year that we have to update. So they could be things like a new survey of the seafloor, and because depths have changed, they could be changed because of a hurricane or because of just natural coastal processes. There could have been, say, a new marina that was built, and we have to show that on a chart. So we get 10,000 pieces of those types of new information every year that we have to put on our chart. So that is our main job at the Marine Chart Division in NOAA, is to analyze all of that information and have our cartographers make those changes to the electronic charts. And for any chart that has changed, we distribute new versions of those on a weekly basis so that the mariners can have the most up-to-date information available so that they can navigate as safely as possible.
But I imagine that, you know, people have been using paper charts for so many hundreds of years that many mariners might be apprehensive about paper charts going away. How are you addressing these concerns?
We do recognize that the desire to have a paper chart will probably never go away for a number of reasons. People still like to look at that large format. A lot of people may still prefer to have a larger paper chart on the chart table on their sailboat, or maybe, you know, use it for planning or situational awareness purposes. The NOAA Custom Chart is a tool that allows you to take our electronic data to allow people to specify exactly what they want to see on that piece of paper. So they can go in, they can specify the extents of the area that they want to have appear on their chart, they can specify the scale, and then they can specify the paper size, and then they can download a PDF of that custom chart that they've created, which they can then use to print out.
Okay, let's say I head over to the Coast Survey website to print out a chart from the NOAA Custom Chart Tool. What am I going to see there?
Yeah, so you'll see an overview of all of the U.S. waters to start with. It'll be zoomed far out to be able to see the entire United States. But then you can zoom into your area of interest. So one example, say you're a sailor and you're going out this weekend to sail your boat in Narragansett Bay in Rhode Island. Now you can zoom into Narragansett Bay and you can provide an outline of the area. It could be either all of Narragansett Bay or a section of Narragansett Bay, maybe near Newport, Rhode Island, for example. You can go ahead and specify how big you want that to be and what scale you would like it to appear at. And the NOAA Custom Chart Tool will then create a PDF of that area, which you can download and have printed.
And I'll note that PDF is short for Portable Document Format. If you've ever downloaded a printable form from the internet, it was probably a PDF. So are there instructions for people, EJ, for how to use the Custom Chart Tool?
Yeah, so the NOAA Custom Chart Tool does have a how-to and instruction. There is a video posted as well that helps walk any potential user through how to use the NOAA Custom Chart Tool. And we also welcome feedback on those instructions and that video so we can help users easily navigate the NOAA Custom Chart site.
You said people can have custom charts printed. Are there multiple options for printing?
There are other options. You can print it on your home printer, especially if you want to make a page size, mini chart to use on your boat, for example. You can print that on your printer at home. Another option is that you can take it to a local print shop that may have a larger format printer that can print it out for you. We're also in discussions with our print-on-demand vendors or POD vendors. Those are currently where customers go to have the current suite of NOAA paper charts printed out. And we're talking with them about how a model might work for the NOAA custom chart to be printed out.
I am aware that the custom chart tool launched in April 2021. It's version 1.0. But before that, you had a prototype version up on the site for many months. Have you included feedback from users to help you fine-tune the tool?
Community feedback has been absolutely critical for us to continually improve it, to make it look and feel more and more like a paper chart. We've also worked very closely with the maritime community, as well as with our print-on-demand vendors who are giving us critical feedback to make the tool as good as it possibly can be.
One thing I know from looking at paper nautical charts is that there's the map part with the contoured lines and water depths and all that, but then there's all of this other additional text printed on the map. Do the electronic charts have all these extra details too?
Yes, so all of the same information, the supplementary information that we like to call notes, still will be on the NOAA custom chart, but they will be presented in a slightly different manner. This is supplemental information that's important for navigating within the area of the chart. They could be rules and regulations that you need to know about, or local information to that particular area that you might need to know about. On custom paper charts, those will be delivered on a separate page, whereas on the traditional paper charts, those will be delivered within the boundary of the chart. So that's one slight difference, but all the critical information will still be delivered to you with a NOAA custom chart.
So the goal is to give people something equivalent to the traditional paper nautical charts people are accustomed to. Is that what you're aiming for?
I would say, in the end, we're trying to deliver a product that ultimately will be better or at least as good as the current paper chart. And we think that giving users the opportunity to create the chart that they want to the exact dimensions and requirements that they have in mind for their particular use will ultimately provide an improved product. And I would also say, for any of your apprehensions or concerns, we would love to hear your feedback. So we encourage everybody to go on the NOAA Custom Chart site, take it for a test drive, let us know what you think, and give us some constructive feedback on how we can make it better.
And the transition away from paper charts is starting now in 2021.
That is correct. We just announced the cancellation of our first chart. That is the chart for Lake Tahoe 18665. And the Lake Tahoe chart represents the kickoff of our sunset of raster and paper charts. And so that'll continue over the coming years. And we expect to have that process complete by January 2025.
A short sidebar here for the listener. You might wonder what EJ means by raster charts. Raster is a word that just means it's a digital scanned copy of a print chart. What you see is what you get. If you try to zoom in, you'll just see a closer view of the print chart, and at a certain point, it'll look blurry. An electronic navigation chart, by contrast, is all digital. So as you zoom in, more details show up on the chart. And because it's digital, made up of what are called vector graphics, the image quality remains crisp and clear at any resolution. Now, back to the interview. So Lake Tahoe is the first chart to be canceled, and all charts will be canceled by 2025. I'm guessing here that you started with Lake Tahoe for a reason, probably because it's one of the less critical nautical charts.
Yes, absolutely. We realize there are some charts that are absolutely critical, both for commerce, for navigation, as well as for national defense and security. And those will be among the charts that will be canceled towards the end of the process. But some of the charts that have low usage rates currently, or charts that maybe are getting more and more out of date, will be the ones that we will cancel sooner in the process.
Well, it's really quite a huge undertaking and such a big change, especially when you consider paper charts go back to the early 1800s in this country. What's it been like working on this project for you?
You know, I always like advancements in technology while certainly honoring the tradition of nautical charts. So I think it's exciting because we're trying to do both. We're trying to honor the purpose of nautical charts, the tradition of nautical charts, but do it in a modernized way that really enables users to have the most up-to-date information, as well as better specify exactly what their needs are and what they want from the custom chart. So I think it's exciting to see us try to meet both of those needs and requirements.
And if there was one thing you'd want us to take away from our talk today, what would it be?
The NOAA custom chart tool is coming, and we want it to be as good as it possibly can be. And that requires feedback and input from everybody. So we'd love for everyone to go to the site, take it for a test drive, give us your honest thoughts on how we can make it better in providing a product that's good for navigation that will keep you as safe as you possibly can be out on the water.
Thanks to NOAA Corps Captain E.J. Van Denemiel for joining us for the episode. E.J. is Chief of the Marine Chart Division in the Office of Coast Survey. Subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You can find our show notes and a transcript of this episode on our website. That's at oceanservice.noaa.gov. Look for the podcast tab. You can't miss it. And as always, thank you for listening to the NOAA Ocean Podcast.